Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. It's day three of a government shutdown. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on billions being cut from states that did not vote for the GOP funding bill.
The Trump administration has announced the cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for clean energy projects across 16 states. Each of those states are where both senators voted against the Republican bill to keep the federal government open. The announcement by the Energy Department comes after the Republican funding bill could not muster enough votes to pass in the Senate, initiating a federal government shutdown. The Trump administration says the projects do not align with national energy needs. Critics argue the move is politically motivated and could raise energy costs while threatening thousands of jobs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Budget Director Russ Vogt to discuss spending cuts. Trump says they'll determine which of what he calls Democrat agencies to cut during the government shutdown. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports one of the victims in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been hit by gunfire.
One of the two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue may have been killed by a bullet fired by a police officer. Greater Manchester Police Chief Stephen Watson said a forensic examination has provisionally determined that the victim had a wound consistent with a gunshot injury. He said the attacker did not have a gun and that the only shots fired were by police. Police say local residents Adrian Dolby and Melvin Kravitz had died in the attack on Thursday on the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue in the Manchester suburb of Crumpsall. Three other people are hospitalised in serious condition. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Israel intercepted most of the vessels in a flotilla that was carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid. Organisers say more than 40 vessels were aiming to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. This is AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a move towards natural ingredients at Pepsi.
Products sold by PepsiCo include Mountain Dew, Captain Crunch cereal, and Doritos.
We're moving from an artificial to an agricultural raw material supply chain.
Tostitos and Lay's will be the first PepsiCo brands to make the shift, with naturally dyed tortilla and potato chips expected in store shelves later this year. Tostitos Salsa Verde is switching from synthetic colors to carob powder. Pepsi's Damian Brown used a lemon-lime drink as an example. The natural drink has a lighter color to it.
This uses beta-carotene, so extracted from carrots. And you can see that beta-carotene you would think would be orange, but at different concentrations you could give it as a yellow.
Purple sweet potatoes and various types of carrots are being tested to color drinks like Mountain Dew. Pepsi itself does not have artificial dyes. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Federal officials approve another generic version of the abortion pill mifepristone, a regulatory formality quickly triggering pushback from anti-abortion groups and politicians aligned with the Trump administration. Drug maker Evita Solutions announcing the FDA signed off on its low-cost form of the pill, which is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. Students for Life Action calling the approval a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. Mifepristone was approved 25 years ago and has repeatedly been deemed FDA scientists. Still, last month, in a letter to Republican attorneys general, the health secretary, and the FDA commissioner pledging to conduct a full review of the drug's safety. I'm Julie Walker.
An immigration judge denied Kilmar Abrego Garcia's bid for asylum. Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to his native country, El Salvador, in March by the Trump administration and was held in a notorious prison. Facing a ruling from the Supreme Court, the administration returned Abrego Garcia to the U.S. in June, only to immediately charge him with human smuggling. Abrego Garcia's request to reopen his asylum case is a calculated risk. If approved, he could get a green card and a path to citizenship. If he loses, an immigration judge could remove his protection from being returned to El Salvador. The administration has repeatedly referred to Abrego Garcia as a gang member, despite the fact he has not been convicted of any crimes. His attorneys denounced the criminal charges and the deportation efforts, saying they are an attempt to punish him for standing up to the administration. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump declaring drug cartels operating in the Caribbean unlawful combatants and says the U.S. is now in a non-international armed conflict. That's according to a Trump administration memo obtained by the Associated Press. An official not authorized to comment publicly said Congress was told about the designation by Pentagon officials Wednesday. The move coming after last month's deadly military strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean.
So we hit a number of boats. You probably saw that.
That was the president Tuesday. He also said,
and now we'll look at cartels. We're going to look very seriously at cartels coming by land.
Democrats have been pressing Trump to go to Congress and seek war powers authority for such operations. I'm Julie Walker.
The government shutdown is keeping policymakers from getting data central to their decision-making amid unusual uncertainty about where the economy's headed. As the Federal Reserve considers its next steps.
We're in a meeting-by-meeting situation. We're going to be looking at the data.
That was Chair Jerome Powell 2 weeks ago. The question now is, when will the Fed get the data? Already, the weekly unemployment benefits report was postponed. The monthly jobs reports will likely be delayed. If the shutdown is short, it won't be too disruptive. But if economic data release is delayed several weeks or more, that could be a problem. It's possible the Fed will have little new federal economic data to analyze when it meets again near month's end. President Trump is seizing on the government shutdown as a chance to reshape the federal workforce. Federal employees are usually furloughed during shutdowns. This time, the president's talking about retribution against Democrats.
Like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like.
The White House says layoffs are imminent. The president says he'll meet today with Budget Chief Russ Vogt to discuss temporary or permanent spending cuts.
He can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way.
Saying Democrats have given him an unprecedented chance to reorient the government to his liking.
They're taking a risk by having a shutdown.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
We're here in front of the federal courthouse where Sean Diddy Combs is expected to hear his fate. How long will he spend in prison? The sentencing guidelines call for 10 years on both charges. That's 10 years apiece on the two charges of the Mann Act. He was convicted of flying his ex-girlfriends and male escorts around the country for sex. He was acquitted of the two other charges that would have had him in jail for the rest of his life, racketeering, the RICO Act, and sex trafficking. Now, Diddy is expected to address the court. In a letter he sent to the judge last night, he apologized. He said that he was sorry for the things that he did, and he acknowledged the things that he did. Prosecutors want him to spend at least 11 years in prison, but Diddy's own defense team has said he should get out in 14 months, which is basically time served already.
Two regional Delta jets collide on a taxiway intersection at LaGuardia Airport Thursday morning in what the airline calls a low-speed collision, with a wing of one plane slamming into the cockpit window of another. Air traffic control can be heard on liveatc.net speaking with the pilot.
You guys did clip, correct?
Yeah, we did. Their right wing clipped our nose.
One flight attendant was injured.
Sounds like she hit her knee. That's all she told me.
It wasn't immediately clear who was at fault, but the FAA says air traffic control had instructed the Virginia-bound plane with 32 people preparing to take off to hold short and yield to the other aircraft, which was arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina, with 61 people aboard before the collision. An investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
Fire officials in El Segundo, California, say a raging fire at a Chevron oil refinery has been contained. Residents near the blaze say they felt a rumble Thursday night and then saw flames, and city officials asked them to stay indoors. Chevron says there were no injuries at the refinery and everyone is accounted for. City officials say no evacuations were ordered. No word on what caused the fire. El Segundo is just outside Los Angeles. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street. Gains for several big tech companies helped lead the way. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 78 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.4%. Technology stocks rose. OpenAI announced partnerships with South Korean companies for its Stargate project that builds out infrastructure related to artificial intelligence. Fair Isaac surged 18%. The company, famous for publishing credit scores, announced a plan that would allow customers to possibly bypass the big credit bureaus like TransUnion and Equifax to see their score. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tesla has reported a surprise increase in sales in the third quarter, as the electric car maker likely benefited from a rush by consumers to take advantage of a $7,500 credit before it expired on September 30th. The company reported that sales last quarter rose 7% compared to the same period a year ago. Tesla stock initially rose sharply on the news, but then fell back into losses as financial analysts expressed skepticism about whether the new numbers signal a true turnaround. Even still, last quarter's numbers did beat analyst expectations, who had expected sales to fall slightly, even with a boost from consumers seeking to use the electric vehicle initiative. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Cam Schlittler struck out a Yankees postseason debut record 12 over 8 innings as New York shut out the rival Red Sox 4-0 in Game 3 to advance in their American League wildcard series.
I was locked in, so I knew exactly what I needed to do and go out there, especially against my hometown team.
New York will face Toronto in the ALDS. Dylan Dingler homered against his hometown Guardians as the Tigers prevailed 6-3 in Game 3 to win their AL wildcard series and advance to play Seattle. In the NL wildcard round, the Cubs held off the Padres 3-1 in Game 3 to set up an NLDS showdown with the rival Brewers. And NFL, Mac Jones passed for 342 yards and 2 TDs, and the 49ers defense stuffed the Rams on 4th-and-1 in overtime to win 26-23 on Thursday Night Football. Shohei Ohtani is set to make his postseason pitching debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Division Series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Manager Dave Roberts confirmed Ohtani as the starter after the Dodgers completed a sweep in the NL Wildcard Series on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Shohei's going to start Game 1.
Ohtani did not pitch in the 2024 season due to elbow surgery. He finished this regular season with a career-high 55 home runs. Ohtani never made the playoffs during his six seasons with the Los Angeles Angels. The Dodgers open the best of five series on Saturday in Philadelphia.
He said it all.
Caitlin Clark says WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has not reached out to her in the aftermath of Nafisa Collier's statement about an alleged private conversation in which the league's leader made comments about Clark.
No.
The Indiana Fever guard spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since the league's All-Star game in July.
What people need to understand, you know, we need great leadership in this time across all levels.
Clark said Minnesota Lynx star Collier made valid points in her lengthy statement that criticized league officials, particularly Engelbert.
This is straight up the most important moment in this league's history. Well, this league's been around for 25 plus years, and this is a moment we have to capitalize on.
Collier spoke out against a lack of accountability and care for WNBA players.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, "The demand is there," end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. FIFA has faced growing global calls to suspend Israeli teams from soccer, but its president, Gianni Infantino, says it must promote peace and unity. Infantino also notes after a meeting of FIFA's ruling council that it could not solve political issues. Soccer politics have been in the spotlight before 2026 World Cup qualifying games for Israel resume next week. European soccer leaders recently made their strongest push against Israeli teams during their two-year conflict in Gaza. UEFA did not ask its executive committee to vote on suspending Israel. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Suharyanto, the head of Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency, tells the media the bodies of three boys were pulled early on Friday from beneath the rubble of the school that collapsed. The structure had fallen on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall at the century-old Kazini Islamic boarding school in Sidoarjo on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. Rescue crews have been working by hand since the collapse of the building on Monday as they searched for survivors, but with no more signs of life detected by Thursday, they turned to heavy excavators equipped with jackhammers to help them progress more rapidly. As more than 50 students are still unaccounted for, the death toll's expected to rise, authorities say. Meanwhile, people, including the rescue team, participate in the Friday prayer. At least 29 people have been killed by Israeli fire in southern Gaza, according to Nasser Hospital, which received the bodies. Officials say 14 of them are killed in an Israeli military corridor, where there have been frequent shootings around the distribution of humanitarian aid. Officials at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Balah say they had received 16 dead from Israeli strikes. Aid group Doctors Without Borders say one of its occupational therapists was killed while waiting for a bus in Deir al-Balah in a strike that seriously wounded four other people. Hamas is still considering its response to the U.S. peace plan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European leaders are calling for a harder line on Russia amid Moscow's widening hybrid war on the continent at a summit in Denmark.
Nous sommes dans un moment de confrontation.
French President Emmanuel Macron warned Europe's at a moment of permanent confrontation with Russia and must respond more aggressively by shooting down drones in European airspace and going after ships illicitly transporting Russian oil.
Russia is a threat not only to Ukraine, but to all of Europe.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
What matters most for Europe's security now is political will.
In Sochi, Russia's Vladimir Putin says European leaders are whipping up hysteria for no reason, saying they can't actually believe Russia's planning to attack NATO. Putin's message? Calm down and sleep peacefully. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Two people, both Jewish, were stabbed to death outside an Orthodox synagogue in Manchester, England on Yom Kippur. Police say a car was driven into people outside the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue. A man got out and began stabbing people.
This attack has been officially declared as a terrorist incident.
Chief Constable Stephen Watson says officers were on the scene quickly.
Armed officers from Greater Manchester Police intercepted the offender, and he was fatally shot by officers within 7 minutes of the original call.
It took authorities some time to confirm he was dead. They were worried he had an explosive. Two other people have been arrested. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says it's shocking.
A vile individual committed a terrorist attack that attacked Jews because they are Jews, and attacked Britain because of our values.
Starmer says increased security will be sent to synagogues across Britain. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest Israeli strikes and gunfire overnight and into Thursday have killed at least 41 Palestinians in Gaza. 9 people, almost all women, were killed when a house was struck in Deir al-Balah, and 3 people were killed in a strike on a tent in the central city, as confirmed by a local hospital. In Gaza City, in the north, health officials at Shifa Hospital said they received 1 body and several wounded people, adding that its staff are having difficulties reaching the hospital as Israel wages a major assault aimed at occupying the city. At least 27 people were killed by Israeli fire in southern Gaza, as confirmed by the local Nasser hospital, which received the bodies. Officials in Gaza have confirmed that Israeli soldiers killed well over a dozen of them in an Israeli military corridor, where there have been frequent shootings around the distribution of humanitarian aid. The death toll from an earthquake in the Philippines has risen to at least 72 people on Thursday, with nearly 300 injured, according to officials. More than 170,000 people were affected by the magnitude 6.9 earthquake, which struck the central Philippines on Tuesday night. In the city of Bogo in Cebu province, relatives held wakes for their loved ones. One woman sat in between 2 open caskets holding her children. Her arm was in a sling, her head bandaged, and she had a bruised face. Rine Rosel, one of the evacuees, sat on a blanket crying. She told the AP, "There are people who have good hearts to help us now, so we can get started again." Elsewhere in the city, evacuees were camping in rows of tents, resisting returning to the city centre for fear of aftershocks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescue workers have brought in heavy machinery to remove large sections of a school that collapsed on Monday on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. 59 students, mostly boys 12 to 19 years old, at the Islamic boarding school are unaccounted for. The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs says he has explained to the families of the students that there are no more signs of life, and they've agreed to use the heavy equipment. 5 students were rescued Wednesday by workers who tunneled into the rubble using hand tools. The school fell on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall of the century-old building. Authorities say 2 additional stories were added without a permit to the existing 2, and that the foundation probably could not support the added stories of concrete. 5 people have been confirmed dead. I'm Donna Water.
The latest Israeli strikes overnight and into Thursday have killed at least 13 Palestinians in Gaza. 9 people, almost all women, were killed when a house was struck in Deir al-Balah, and 3 people were killed in a strike on a tent in the central city, as confirmed by a local hospital. In Gaza City, in the north, health officials at Shifa Hospital said they received 1 body and several wounded people, adding that its staff are having difficulties reaching the hospital as Israel wages a major assault aimed at occupying the city. Israel has meanwhile blocked the arrival of a flotilla of vessels heading towards Gaza, carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. The flotilla were attempting to break Israel's 18-year blockade of Gaza, where mass starvation has now broken out. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.